Well, there we go. Finally got it back up. Okay. So now I'm back to recording. So anyway, when we're looking at all these things and how the connectivity or the singularity, they're always referring to everything in the singularity. Why are we referring things in the singularity? Because under a singularity, you have full control of the general population. In other words, they are enslaved to the concepts and precepts or to the technology that keeps them connected together. Being connected. Why is Facebook so important? It's another military tool. Why is that so important? Why is MySpace so important? Why is other Twitter and other things so important? Because this gets people used to the idea of being connected under a singularity. Eventually, all these technologies will emerge as one big major technology. That's what's going to happen. You're going to see it probably in the next 10 years, I imagine. We're going to see all this technology exponentially grow. When I was talking about the truck driving industry being gone in about 7 years, what are you going to do with all those people? Think about that for a minute. Okay, let's say it's 75 million, like they were saying. 75 million truck drivers are going to be out of work. That would be everybody, I think, connected to the trucking industry. Food suppliers, diesel suppliers, truck stops, tire repairmen, engine mechanics, the whole nine yards. What are you going to do with all those people? Where are you going to put them all? Imagine if 1/4, 25% of the population of America was unemployed right now. What would happen? What would they do? The financial burden alone would cripple the American economy to no end. Ergo, you have to do something with these people. You can only retrain so much because some of them are too old to be retrained. So, what are you going to do with them? Can't put them to work. They're broken down from driving the truck. So what do you do with them? You do what you're doing to the people in the Philippines. You feed them stuff to take them out. Or you access a 5G frequency and terminate them. A section here, a section there. Nobody knows about it. Nobody's paying attention to the different sections. And all of a sudden, slowly but surely, this group over here died of diabetes and heart failure. This one over here died of autoimmune disorders and, cellular collapse and cancer. And this one over here died of whatever because these things were all activated by frequencies. Yep, go look up Tower of Babel, admin. Just look up Tower of Babel. Or King Nimrod. Either one. Good place for you to start reading. You can see how corrupt and evil the planet was then. How it was already under a singularity. How it was already under mind control and AI technology. And if you look at that tower, it was a structure designed to open up portals. Okay, it was designed to open up portals. There was an allegory to it. We're right back to that again. Same thing, same crap, same nonsense. Tony, are those x-rays at a dental office? Are they acting? Yeah, they could. It's quite possible. Squirrel, any direct assault on this nanobiology will cause an activation and a growth and a networking. Okay, that's Oh, I hear the music. So, all right, come on back and we'll continue the discussion and we'll go from there. All right, see you in a bit. I think we're back on the Micro Effect Broadcasting Network. Again, you can access the show by typing in www.themicroeffect.com. And again, click on the appropriate links, the chat room links. Come on in, make friends, get acquainted, solve some issues, save the planet. You never know, you might be the one. We have, in the past, seen different things that have happened, seen different things that have, have transpired. In the 19th century, we have seen wars come in, and as a result of these wars, things were manipulated, gold was removed from certain countries, some countries went broke, others collapsed, and certain institutions or groups had benefited from the manipulation and the destruction of those countries. As a result, we are there today where we are as a result of all that has transpired. Right now, the United States and Canada and Europe, and anything that has to do with Europe or European ethnicity or European descent, is being assaulted. And there's going to be a devastation coming down, and using this type of technology, whether it be frequencies from a cell phone, iPads, computer, portable phones, whatever, whether it be through the food supply, through the GMOs, which by the way the president is endorsing, or by the vaccines, which are injecting nano programming into a person's body, so that at a given point in time, when you're ready to be terminated because you are no longer useful, you are obsolete, you become a burden to society to carry you because you are no longer serving the society, you are no longer, making money and making somebody rich. Now you're taking the wealth from the rich to be able to live and survive and enjoy whatever little comfort of life that you so work so hard to look forward to at the end of the road. They don't even want you to enjoy that short period of time. And this is changing everything. I was thinking about something today I wanted to tell the 13-year-olds. Because I think it's important that the 13-year-olds today start thinking in terms of being a millionaire by the time they're 23 to 25, so that they can maybe do something to avoid early termination. If you're 13, and this is for you 13-year-olds, instead of wasting time on a cell phone and doing smileys and whatever the hell they do, taking pictures of yourself, looking like an idiot. Study money. Study money. If you're earning any money now, learn how to invest that money. Learn how to manipulate that money. Because the real education in this life is not about you getting a high school diploma. That's about as useless as three nipples on a horse. It's all about your economic freedom, because once you have your economic freedom, then if you need to go to school or want to go to school, you can then pay for it without getting into debt. High school, it really is a waste of time, total waste of time. It's nothing but a social event that basically puts you in a caste system or puts you in some sort of system where you're being denigrated. And parents need to really encourage the children not so much to waste their time with needless subjects that are not going to benefit them, like basket weaving or political science. This is beyond belief stupid. Anybody taking that crap today? Study money, understand how it works, understand how to invest it, understand how to make it grow. So by the time you're 23 to 25, if you're not a millionaire, you're very well off. and understand what it means to be healthy in these days. Okay, doesn't mean going out there and buying cereal. It doesn't mean going out there and eating at McDonald's or whatever. Okay, it means understanding the biochemistry of your body, what your body really needs, like saturated fats, omega-6s, vitamins and nutrients are key to the body's regulating its repair and restoration and growth. And understanding that how these chemicals that are putting in your body and things that they're selling in the health food store, like omega-3s and other junk products that don't do anything, like the nanometals that they're selling, cause basically destructive genetic damage and mitochondrial damage. Learn these things. I'm going to encourage you. If I was 13 today, that's what I would be doing. You talk to anybody from my generation, we will tell you that the whole educational system is bunk. Unless you're going in there for something really skilled, technical, it's not, and you don't even need to go to high school for that. You just gotta have money. But if you understand how a corporation works or how a capitalistic system works, capitalism works on the fact that you are making money. And that you have enough money so that you can do and achieve what you want to do. You will never be free. Never have that illusion. You will always be a slave. Okay? And never allow a bank to control your full assets either. Banks can shut down and they can take your assets. Use your brain. The one thing about what I'm telling you will help you grow, mature, and develop far more than anything, any education you're going to take in any school system. And that would be my word of advice to anybody who's 13 years old today. Now, when you guys get rich and shameless and you made your millions, I want 10% for this consultation. Hell, if 10 of them do it, and that's $1 million for me. You gotta understand, we're not living in those days anymore of your grandparents, okay, or parents. We're living in a new realm today, a new realm of reality. Learn what it means to be an entrepreneur. Learn what it means to use your head. Somebody sent me a video today. It was really funny. Some gal went to university and got her degree and all this stuff. She talks about it. She went out and had a party. She partied Sunday night and came into work the next day. You know, late, 2 hours late. So her employer went up to her and inquired why she was late. And she says, oh, excuse me, are you talking to me? Well, you know, this was a stressful time and I needed to cut loose, blah, blah, blah. So she said, so he further pursued her in the question. So she referred to him as a white male, a white male boss, white male boss. And anyway, she says, well, I'm going to leave because I, you know, feel you're negative. He told her, while you're leaving, take your stuff and pack your stuff and leave with it. So she came back, she says, well, I'm going to protest just to show him. And if they don't, you know, because we're not going to take any of this crap, and call him a white chauvinist boss. Again, none of us are white. We are European descent. And that's how we should be. We should demand that respect. We are not white. Anyhow. And I looked at this. If this is really the mentality, and I have talked to millennials in university, I couldn't believe what I was hearing. They have such a disconnection to reality, it's not even funny. She wouldn't have lasted 10 seconds with me. I'd have told her right off the bat, I don't care about your negative or your feelings or whatever. They said, you're here to help me make money. And if you're not going to be here to help me make money, you're not going to make any either, so you may as well go home. That simple. Employers hire employees so that both can prosper. That's the nature of the game. So anyway, if you're going to have that attitude, seriously, stay home. you mean an old guy like me who believes in the old school method. If you got the skills and you can make yourself wealthy and you're ready to work and willing to work, you can come on board. If you're not, stay home. Let mom and dad take care of you. Obviously, you have to learn about life yet. The concept of today and where we're at today, having a view of the technology and how it's already taken over and taking over more and more by the day. How we can now use technology to even create a sexual, what's the third term? Sabotage. In other words, you can take somebody's face, a woman's face, put her online and have her undress, and everybody thinks this is this woman. Well, yeah, there's a term for that. I can't think of it right off the bat. It just escapes me. Where you create a fraud and defamation of character. That's it. You're defaming a character. With this technology, this can be done today. Okay, so understand we are in tenuous times, and you need to understand where we're really at. The nano that we're it's a deep fake. There we go. The nano today that we're all have been partaken of, which is assembling in all of us, has made us, I was just reading about that today, how they can take your face or your body, manipulate it online, and have you doing weird sexual things that isn't even you. And this is what's going on today. All someone's got to do is take a picture of you with their phone. Now, let's say you got an agent out there in the field, and they take a picture of you. They take different angles, or they take a facial recognition from you from a store. All of a sudden, now they got this information, and now they can do whatever they want with it. That's what I'm saying. The concept of privacy and the neuroscience that's here today is going to take away your rights. You won't even, the concept of freedom will not even be referenced in the not that distant future. So when we're looking at some of the things going on, health is going to take on a whole new meaning. Somebody contacted me today and said the Philippines are now banning any information that vitamin C can benefit you. The Philippines, of all places, middle of nowhere. Eventually, the eventuality of that is going to be in North America. We are in that kind of quagmire. Some parts of Europe have already been there or have had it done. Some parts of Australia. The Australians are being hammered. And like I said before, the Commonwealth is going to be seeing these wonderful little things happening today. It's all about, again, a battle for your mind, as it said on The Matrix. To get you to think the way they want you to think, to believe the horse hockey they want you to believe, to get you to do what they want you to do, because you will find it honorable to serve them at your expense. You'll feel it's a moral obligation or duty to serve these powers that be. That's where they got everybody. That's how they got everybody. You know, and even with the health, think about this for a minute. You're going to see a lot of guru goofballs come out here and sell and advocate all kinds of nano stuff, all kinds of carbon C60 and hydrogen and all this wonderful nonsense. That one guy I was debating with earlier today about omega-6, and I told him he was out to lunch. When you are looking at these people, you have an obligation, a mental obligation, to to read what these people are selling, not what they're saying, what they're selling. In other words, read the product, examine the product, look at the ingredients of the product. If you're not sure, contact the manufacturer and ask them if there's any kind of nanotechnology in the product. That's how you protect yourself. You know, the whole concept of just today trusting whatever you're buying is insanity. Total insanity. You have to recognize that even in the grocery store, when you go buy things, unless you know how to neutralize what you're buying, what you're eating, you may want to either avoid or contact the company to see what's going on with the food. As I stated before, we are no longer living in the good old days. The good old days is when they started these things in the food supply and other things. This is when they initiated these things back in the good old days. The United States, North America have been being manipulated since the early 1900s. I read something today, which may surprise some of you. I'll tell you what I read. I got this book somebody sent to me from the Commonwealth. How many of you actually know your American history, and how many know that Russia actually defended America back in its early stages of growth? How many of you are aware of that? How many are you aware that the Tsars of Russia stopped any assault along the Pacific as America was evolving? And how many actually know that Russia protected Lincoln? How many actually know this? I found this in some historical archive. Interesting, because I'm going to tell you something else. If Russia and the United States are separated and their alliances fall to dust, America and Russia will both be terminated. They'll be done. The forces on this planet right now are headstrong at becoming the dominant force, and the United States and Russia right now are the only two real countries standing in the way. They have always been allies, and one has always looked after the other. And this may come to a shock to a lot of Americans, but Russia actually protected the United States when it's in its infantile stages of development, when it's going through the civil wars and other things. And now, you got politicians that want to nuke Russia. Hillary Clinton had won the presidency, she would have nuked Moscow. She came out and said it on YouTube on many occasions. So I wanted to point that out before anybody makes any judgments or conclusions when you see the news, because this is how bad and how off the media is right now in convincing you that the Russians are enemies. They are not our enemies. They never were. The whole system that we're looking at today under an AI network, it becomes extremely tenuous because we really don't know who's putting out what, where, when, and how. AI systems are doing what it's doing to, again, manipulate the planet and restructure the planet. The powers that be are also trying to manipulate the planet. They do not control AI. They may let people lead on to think they do. They don't. The AI controls them. Well, that's always the case, no matter what, admin. But the point is, Russia was an ally, not an enemy, and it still is. But the media is perpetrating that it is a evil, vile country that threatens American interests. Russia and America have collaborated on a lot of different exercises in the Middle East and in Africa, and they still do to this very day. We've got a space station up in space that the Russians and Americans both share. So they are on a high level of collaboration. People need to understand that there are powers that be, forces in work right now to create a major meltdown in those relationships. And this is where everybody needs to wake up and realize that this is all sabotage. And again, some of you may not agree, and that's okay, too bad, so sad. Do your history, read your history. You might find it interesting that Russia really is an ally, not an enemy. They all have their agendas. Every country has their agendas. I don't have any illusions there. And all the big wheels that are in power today have been put there by whoever has appointed them. Again, I have no illusion there either. But the manipulation going on the global level right now is to create chaos. So out of chaos, a new order will come in, a singularity order, where everything will be tied to one thing. That's where we're heading. I also want to point out real quickly that maybe, like I didn't even get a chance to do that yet. Crap. I'll try to start getting these links in there. The food supply. The European Union is saying that the price of food is going to go up. I've been telling you that for a while. And I'm going to start telling you now, start stockpiling your food. Because you don't know how much time you're going to have before all of a sudden you're going to have food shortages like they've had in other countries, which they have exploited and experimented on. They are now referencing this on the internet. So don't hesitate to start to think in terms of collapse. What are you going to do? Seeds, survival foods, whatever you're doing. Just make sure your survival foods are not laced with nano or soy or some other things, because if you get sick in those times, you're not going to be able to afford a doctor. That's the way that's going to go. Okay, so where are we at? Okay, so I'm always referencing the Micro Effect Broadcasting Network. Again, I would encourage you to support the network. Support them any way you can. Support www.brian396.com. Support Aramac at the YouTube channel. Support geoengineering.org. Support augmentedforce.com. These are networks that may help you, again, find some solutions and give you another day of life. You never know. On my website at augmentedforce.com, you can find there all kinds of things in the catalog link. There's something there from books to DVDs to different solutions that you might be looking for. Feel free to access. Give me a shout. If you need a consultation, again, don't hesitate. The number is 519-977-5351 or independs@yahoo.com. Again, keep your eyes open. Don't believe everything you're reading or seeing. You might be surprised how much of it is just fantasy and fear-mongering, and in its complexity, designed to create in you a mindset to lead you further into a singularity. You don't really want to be going in that direction, because once you're there, you're locked in. And it's going to be very difficult to get out. When you're looking at all the things I'm putting up here right now, see if you can make the connections and the threads. Start off watching that movie by Dust called Telepathy. And then go look at the neuroscience links that I've shown up there. And your rights. You can see the connection between the video and that. You might be surprised at some of the wonderful things that they're showing you. There was another one they had called Iris. Iris was another interesting take about AI monitoring everything. They're basically giving you the whole enchilada. It's almost mind-boggling how they produce these things to give you what is coming down. The truth is all in these videos. I encourage you to go watch them. Form your own opinions. I think it's important that you see these things, give you an idea what's coming. If it frightens you a little bit, that's good. That means you're going to start thinking in terms of thrival, not survival. Okay, it's going to be important that you understand how this tech works, and these videos are showing you exactly what they can do. When these scientists and other techs say, oh, they can't do this, they can't do that, that's what it is. It's just them hyping about or harping about nothing, really. It's just crazy what they've done and what they're expressing to the general population, again, to give them a false sense of security. There you go. I got them all in just before the show is over. How can you imagine that? I must be getting good at this. When we're looking at integration, they've been trying to get us to integrate racially. Now, this is the double-edged sword here. They've been trying to get us to integrate racially, and then they've categorized the races. Black race, white race, brown race, yellow race, red race. So much for integration. And again, they got everybody, you know, separated on based on a color configuration. I figured it started to give you some light reading to do and some things to see, and see you can see the connections, and maybe it'll lead you to start thinking in a little different way. You may not agree with everything I'm showing you, that's okay too. But it'll give you an aspect of doing some research in a different direction that maybe you may not have thought of, and you might come across things that might validate and verify what's going on. Yeah, I mean, so when we're looking at some of the things going on today, it's going to be a little overwhelming. Totally overwhelming. We are being hit with a multiplex assault. And you're going to have to start learning and dealing with things of on a nature of frequency to protect your privacy, because in the future, your frequencies are going to be more advanced in what they can do and how they can access you. And understanding the nature of how to remove the tech that's already in your body is going to be imperative for all of you. I was going to talk today a little bit about the bucket and about the process of removing the nano. When you are following the procedures that I have suggested, or Brian396 have suggested, there is a detoxing effect that's got to be going on, a deactivating effect that's got to be going on, an elimination effect that's got to be going on. In other words, you're not eating the same stuff and you're not putting stuff back in that can further accentuate the replication. You're also taking baths to strip out whatever's been collected in the body. There's a process to all of this because it has to be done whatever way it has to be, deactivation and removal and then regeneration. Because this stuff is constantly being reloaded in the body, so you have to take the initiative. It's starting to reduce the load. Oh, I think I hear the music. All right, so till Thursday. We'll see you then. Look at the links. Check them out. All right. Take care. I'm going to continue the show because we had an interruption at the beginning, and I want to make sure everybody gets the time and whatever. So when we're looking at some of the things I've been talking about, and encourage you, because I was doing the show with the chat room. Now I'm doing the show sort of outside the chat room, so this will be like an added addendum to it. Again, do your research in regarding to interface, integration, brain interfacing with the cloud, brain interfacing with machinery, DNA, and nano. These are things you need to, again, look at. This way you have a better understanding in how you're going to have to deal with what's coming down the pipe. educate yourself to the best of your ability to whatever you can understand and how much of it you can understand. So that you can, again, have a better way of targeting or dealing or doing whatever you got to be doing in order to accomplish the set goal you're trying to set. Things are going to get more difficult. If you got children, seriously, you need to really investigate the vaccines. Okay, one of the links I put up in the chat room, and I'll put them up in the Podbeam as well, it shows you all the vaccines that have human aborted baby vaccine material, proteins. It's in a lot of these things which can affect the genetics of your child. We're looking at today the reprogramming or restructuring of the genetic code of children to be able to have them better interface with nanotechnology, nanobiology, synthetic biology, so you can be more adept to being integrated to the new world system. The new world system will not be a system of flesh and blood. It'll be a system of biology with technology. That's where it's going. The next level of evolution be to integrate man and machine as one. And as you can see, more and more, and looking at the technologies in the military, looking at the technologies in the corporate world, you're seeing more and more of this going on. Elon Musk wanting to put a tether into the body. Again, what are we looking at? You know, why are we doing this? You know, and where does technology finally take over? Because men and women refuse to take the bull by the horn. Where does it end? You know, where does machines, instead of helping men and women, where do machines take over men and women? And where are you in that scenario right now? How much is technology controlling your life? How much is technology, what I mean by that is, how much is technology doing your thinking for you? How much of technology is reminding you to do this, reminding you to do that? You know, how much of technology have you become so dependent on? You know, it's important to analyze this. I don't have technology reminding me of anything. I'd either write a note or I'd just remember it. Now, if I had technology reminding me of everything, I would not be able to remember nothing. I become dependent on the technology. I don't want to be that dependent on any technology. And when we're talking about healing the body with nanotechnology, they always sell that as a selling point. Oh, it's going to heal, it's going to cure, we can target this, we can target that. How does that come out of the body once it's put back in? Where does it go? Does it stay embedded? If so, what frequency is that transmitting on? You know, are you now in danger of somebody activating that frequency? Are you in danger of now having a body hack? Imagine that, you're walking down the street and all of a sudden you can't walk anymore. Fell to the ground, you can't move a muscle. Because your body got hacked. Somebody decide to hack you, hack your body, and then they come and rob you or threaten to extort you. Body hack. Imagine that. Anyway, I'm going to cut the show here now. I figure I probably made up for some of the lost time I did. Or maybe I didn't. Okay, anyway, in the interim, I'm going to put the show up. And if the show is too short, then I'll cut another one maybe tomorrow. I'll go a little bit more in detail about this, and then I'll do my normal Thursday show. In the meantime, go look at these links. Look at augmentedforce.com for those of you who don't know anything about nano. You might want to learn something about the nanotechnology, nanopoisoning, synthetic biology. Augmentedforce.com has tons and tons of data on there for you to feel free to download. You can go on the YouTube channel as well. There's about 164 remedies that might, you may find one that may help you. And then we got the podcast, of course. You can feel free to access the podcast and share them with anybody and everybody you want to. Alrighty, till the next segment. We'll see you Thursday. Study those links. They'll be posted in the pod. Take care.